For my law shown, my tongue shall speak of your word, your dabal. For all your mitzvah, your commandments, they are tzaddik. Everything you say to us is right. Are these instructions of command how to come before Yah? They're right. You just obey that. Is anything that has been read so far, is it difficult? It's not hard. It just takes a willingness. If you're willing, it would be as though that even though you don't have it, you have it. This is an unwilling generation. Above all things, brothers and sisters, we need strong men that the body of HaMashiach shall be strong. For we are the protectors of the body. Sure we are. And we must have that. You wives, you must obey the Torah of your head. And Yeshua is the Torah of the man's head. You must obey. You don't, you're going to wake up in hell. You're going to cause wickedness to come upon your house. That's why there's death upon many homes. He placed the man there. And he put the Torah of his bayat in the man. And when you disobey that, it's a rebellious Jezanite, vile spirit. I don't care who you are. When you try to cause him to go against what Yah says, you're wicked. You strengthen his hands and the disciplines of the Torah. Because Yahshua said every word he spoke, it was from the Abba. So go back to the renewed covenant and read what he spoke. That is applicable today. Hallelujah. Moving ahead, turn backwards somewhat into Helam 62. Yah commands us as Dawid speaks. He had the great armies of Israel. The house was united. Yehuda, the Yahudi, and Israel. And so he speaks in all of that strength. It still doesn't give you assurance. Tehillim 62 verse 7. He commands us, don't put your confidence in worldly things. And trust in the world, the elements of the world. He says in Yahweh, Tehillim 62 7, in Yahweh is my Yahshua, my salvation. And my splendor, my kabod. He said the rock of my strength and my refuge is in Yahweh. Now look what he tells us. He tells us to baltak, to trust, to have confidence, to confide, and to know that you are safe. That's what trust is. Our trust or our safety is in Yahshua. He said, I want you to baltak, to trust in him some of the time, all the time. That's what he tells us. You trust in the Torah all the time. But my children, you trust in the Torah. But my wife, you obey the Torah. The Torah of the mouth of Yahshua, because it is the word of Yah. You trust in Yah, you take confidence and safety in the Torah of Yah at all time. At all time. In him at all time, you people. He tells us to pour. Is that what it says? Pour, that is shafak. I want to read what that means, shafak. Intensely. To sprawl out. To cry out. To pour out, to shafak. Your lev, out your lev before Yahweh. Yahweh is the refuge for us. Now he tells us to shafak. To pour out. To sprawl. You know, in the days we go in the assembly, we were ignorant. But we would sprawl, we would lay out and cry and pour out of ourselves. That was legit. That's what shofak is, to pour out, to pour your heart out, sprawl and cry, the snots, the mucus, running out of your nose. We don't even see that today. That I shall do. I shall preach. Preach. Preacher. You don't even know the power of the word of Yah unless there's a preacher. You can't even hear without one. That's why he cried aloud and spared not. Show my people their sins. Show Yahudah their sins. Israel their transgression. The defiance of the Torah. So he commands us to Shofach. Intensely. Do you all understand that? This intense thing. Some of you are never intense with Yah. It's sad. It's sad. Come up. You're never intense. Get real. You have nothing in you. Nothing. Period. He says, Shafak. Shafak. Let it be intense. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Your verses, yeah, but my sins are many, yeah. Oh, my rebelliousness, and my wickedness, yeah. He means that. That is the shofak. The shofak. The shofak. The shofak. Yeah, I'm doing that to you to tell you never do it. Shofak. Shofak. That's why I'm pointing at you, saying, yeah. Shofak. Ain't taking nothing back. You go before the wicked and rejoice and smile and talk and eat the puke of the world. I believe this. I stake my whole life on this. If I die tonight, I've eaten well tonight. Not only tonight, but I ate well today. You know, it's one thing that Elder Martin, he always say to me. Always the same thing. How are you doing? I would say to him, no complaints. He said, neither do I. And if I ever have one, you take a stick and you beat me. It wouldn't be a pleasure. I say, well, that is one thing I'll never have to experience. Because he never complains. So I won't have to take the stick and whip the old man's heart. I'll just take the word of Yah and just cut him up. Hallelujah. Keep him right. Shofak. Shofak. He means that. Shofak. Shofak. You see, I don't. Some of y'all go out here, spend 10 hours out here just looking at nothing. I can't do it. Well, Pastor Rob, when I come in there, you always seem like you're in the book. And believe me, it's no phony thing. There ain't nothing phony about that. I got so many messages over there. I say, man, when am I going to ever preach them? I can't preach them all. Don't want to preach them all. I want the brothers to preach them. Hallelujah. I wish y'all the wiremen didn't have to work at night so we could be here. So we could give me a rest too. And you brothers. Hallelujah. I love listening to the brothers preach. I do. Hallelujah. It can't be done by one. It's going to take the collection of strong men. And I'll get up here and reprove every brother, me and you as well. And they may walk in the disciplines of Yah to feed my people. The people of Yah must be fed. We must shafak, sprawl out intensely. When I saw that, when he says, pour shafak, pour out intensely, crying, he means that. Out of your lab. And the reason you cannot shafak, there's nothing in you but merit mess. It's trash. That's why you cannot shafak. Because there's nothing in you. If something in you, something comes out. Because there's nothing in you, nothing comes out. Hallelujah. It's almost like these whores all Botox and sucked out and everything. There's nothing genuine there. It's almost like these men that take these steroids and this HGH and they get this physical look. That when they stop taking it, it's just like letting air in a balloon. Hallelujah. I'd rather eat cupcakes and peanut butter sandwiches and just do it that way and get fat and put it on that way than to put some kind of drugs in my body. It's false. It's a delusion. no fat in their bellies. Come on, that's not a reality of life. You will know Nathan when I embrace him, I hug him. Oh, his little gut is hard as a rock. I said, let it loose. Take it out. I said, oh, I can feel a little layer of fat under there, huh? But of course, when he tightened it up, it feel like you're up against a mountain rock. I said, let it loose, Nathan. Ah, this is the real deal. That's not a reality. This is the only thing that makes us real, brothers and sisters. This is what makes us real. This is what makes our hearts right. Come on. You're going to have to show fuck. You're going to have to intensely get before Yah. This damn trash you've done on your life. That's wickedness. That's all you can muster up. Every now and then you get up because I watched us when I began this thing. I knew who was going to set unnerved and just wicked. The same ones. And then because everyone else, no, I want to be a leader. So I don't want to have to follow. No, I want to show you how to do it. I like showing you how to do it. Hallelujah. And if I don't know how to do it, I want to find out. So I can relieve you the next time. So I can relieve you, I can relieve you. I like being a pioneer. Hallelujah. So shofak. Yes, shofak. Pour out of your love. If there's nothing in your heart but trash, that's what's coming out. Hallelujah. Don't take one word back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need this truth because it is the revelation of this truth that brings about your escape from you. How do you know? Look what it says in the 68th chapter of Tehillim, verse 3, 68:3. I want to finish up here. It says in Tehillim 68:3, when Yah appears unto us, it's always our way of escape. And we know He appears by His judgment. It's Mishpatim. It says in Tehillim 68:3. It says, look at this now. But let the Tzaddikim, or the righteous, be what? Shomeach. Now, let me read what that means. Now, this is what it says. Now, I know I'm enunciating it right, all right? It says, let the Tzaddikim be glad, or Shomeach. It is, now this is what it means, to jump for joy, to jump in triumph. Now see, when someone is glad, that's what they do. You've never seen someone say, Jermaine Horn, come down, you have just won 30,000. You think he's going to stroll it mad? He's going to give it all to Yah. Come on, brothers and sisters. We that ignorant? At the Siddiqa, the righteous, let them show me, let them jump. I tell us all of them, you want joy, just jump, right? That's what Scripture says. Yes, you remember what He said? Let them be glad. Let the Siddiqam, the righteous. See, you that are not righteous, you can't do it. I don't care how filthy your sin is, how you feel. But when one is Siddiqa, we're justified by Yah, by His Word. I don't care what one has done, see. I don't care how one feels, but that's what the Word of Yah says. See, we had two people jump up in Lisa. They exemplify some kind of righteousness because that's what the Word of Yah says. Like the, come on, you hypocrites that sin, yeah, and aha, and I will, my brother. He judge us. He judge Israel. And He's not going to do it with some kind of little rubber tat, tat, tat. He's laying the hammer down. That's what He mean. Let them jump. Let them jump. Some of you already know what it is to jump. If you did that, you would be sore. Hallelujah. Ain't got nothing in you. That's why you can't jump. Hallelujah. Let us jump. Let us shomeach jump. Let them rejoice a lot. And that is that rejoicing a lot. It is to jump for joy before Yah. Now that's what you do before Yah. You jump. I don't feel like it. Jump. That's what He means. For his joy. Some of you all are dead as hell. I don't care how Sister Horn, sometimes she's not feeling well. I know that. She will move for Yah. She will. Hallelujah. That's her strength. Some of you young, twisted minded ones, some of you sisters, and some of you all, you know, it's sad. You brothers too. It's pitiful. is sad. Dead. I don't like being around dead folks. I like being around lively folks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, let us do that before Yah. Yes. Let them exceedingly rejoice. And that is to display the joy. And how do you display the joy unless it's an expression upon your face? He digging down in your hole tonight, huh? That's right. He says, sheer, sing with an opulent, with a voice sheer to Yah. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that wrought upon the heavens by his name Yahweh. And rejoice. Alas. To be extremely joyful before him. Now, is this how he tells us to parnim before him? In his presence, his come before him. Parnim. His presence, that's what that come before. It is parnim. It's ponim. It is his presence, ponim. You're in the presence of Yah, and this is what you get. Come on, brothers and sisters. We're not in the presence of Yah. We're in the presence of ourselves. Hallelujah. Toda, I do. I want to close here in Tehillim 98:4. I'm going to close here. It said, make a joyful noise unto Yah, all the earth. It says, listen, it says, make a loud, a paltach, make a loud noise, does it say loud in your book?
Yes.
Now, come on, brothers and sisters, did David lie? Did he mean a loud noise or this little? See, that's how you all do. He said, make a loud noise, and that paltach, it is to burst forth. He says, and rejoice Ronan, to overcome with the cry aloud, and sing Zama, to make music, sing, to play instruments, and to sing Hallel. Sing unto Yah, sing to Yah with the harps, and with the harp, with the voice of psalms, with trumpets, and the sounds of the shofar, make a joyful noise, parnim, before Yahweh, the King or the Melech. The mighty one of Yisrael. And all of that, we concluded with this. He says, I will walk. I will hanlak. I will walk my man of life before Yah in the land of the living. I will live my life according to the statutes, the command of Yah before those that are in the land of the living. We must hanlak. We must live a life before those that are living the way that scripture commands us. And anything else is false, is not real, it's a lie, and it is a deception. There's a way we must come before him. And if you come in the other way, he is not going to accept it. And if we continue to come this way, he will remove his ruach among from us. That's why we must have men that are strong and vibrant and that have the expression of Yahshua in them and to be strong men. You must, brothers, you must be strong. That's the only way that your homes are going to have the tenacity in this time that we're in. Hallelujah. And you cannot, wife, move the Torah of your husband's head by your visceral matters, by your emotional matters. And we are very visceral people. We love to show our emotion. The mendacity or the falsehood of that is just putrefied. It's wrong. So stand strong. Yisrael. Niyah barak, you may strengthen you all. Because his light to shine upon you all. And Yahshua may bless Yisrael. Wherever you're listening tonight, we do barak you all. We bless you for all things. I did not intend to be that long, but that's all right. He knows what we need. And we need a simple truth to cut and to purge us. I want that. I want Yah to correct me. I just do. I do. I don't even know how to express my love to him. I just simply obey his Torah. Hallelujah. And so each day there's something that shines forth each day. Every day I learn something. Every day. Not gossip. I learn something from the Torah. Every single day. My life will not be a life of completion in each day unless I learn something. And every day there's a simple truth revealed unto me. Every day. Every day. Every day. You should become more mature, more steadfast and stronger. I don't look like I looked 2 months ago, a month ago. My countenance is not, my attitude is not the same. I don't care what you say. And that's the way we go. We progress every day until we have the fullness of the power of Yahshua the Lamb. And that's what I delight to have, the fullness, that I may please my Abba in all things. May Yah barak you all. May He bless you. May He strengthen you all. I'll read this. Let me just read a little bit of it. Just one paragraph. I think it's not going to take but 30 seconds. They call this young Christians bust the mold. It's a mold, okay? The mold. Listen to this. Hundreds of young professionals gather in North Tryon and 8th Street in the heart of Uptown on a recent Tuesday night, bundle in coats and sipping coffee on the steps of First United Methodist Whorehouse Church. They were looking for spiritual community, intellectual access to the faith, just a place to hang out. Soon, they headed inside to start the evening with some pew rattling and some songs from Christian rock band. Then the feature speaker took on an evangelical stroll cow to us. He said his scripture truth. There was more music and singing, and then many clapping capped it off the night. Many capped off the night with socializing. And yes, a few drinks at the Rock Bottom Brewery, which provides them with a 10% discount. That ain't bad, is it? They give 10%, the brewery gives them 10% off the brewery. A generation ago, the sight of young adults packing a bar in the Bible Belt to discuss the claims of Jesus, who have been unheard of. That would have never happened. This one in Charlotte happens weekly. And Charlotte won a fast-growing group of young people seeking spirituality that start meeting May of 2006. The goal create a place for them to celebrate something challenging their own faith. What about Yah's faith? Charlotte won members say they love the energy of the group and say it's a great place to make friends. Do a little hoe hopping. After a few brewbies and a little wine, they also attract you to hanging out with other church-going young adults. I came to the city knowing two people, said Karen Swoffert, 23, a project manager at the Havilland Associated. Now I have a group of friends. She thinks she has friends. She thinks she has friends. I know on a personal and a spiritual level, she thinks she knows them. Gene Blackburn, 30, a freelance writer from Los Angeles, moved to Charlotte 6 years ago and joined Charlotte 1 in 2006. Young adults need more community with like-minded people, she said. We are looking for something we have in common with the people in the place that's safe. Young adults are gravitating toward that. Many Charlotte 1 members attend a church but are still working to find a good fit for their faith. Christianity, for the most part, has been poorly represented to the young urban professionals, the yuppie movement. Living in Charlotte, said Charlotte 1 executive director, David Hickman. You know, I looked at this, they had a picture. Oh, they had a picture of the James Michael Smith, the pastor of Good Shepherd, United Methodist Church shoot pool recently at Rock Bottoms with another Charlotte 1 member. See them? Drunken old women and lustfulness. You look at that. It's wicked. You are going to burn it to hell. He's going to rip it down to the belly of hell. A shooting pool in a whorehouse like that. Bunch of dogs. You call them when you say what you want to. I wish they would hear me. They would listen to me. I like to deal with them young urban professionals. Show them how ignorant they are. They're ignorant fools. They have nothing. I like dealing with people like that because they're arrogant, they're haughty, And they think they're smart. I like that. When I worked at IBM, I worked around engineers, and I used to watch those boys. I would break them down like you break a matchstick. They couldn't handle me. Period. Means nothing. It is truth that makes us free. Hallelujah. What would it look like? You walk and you see me shooting pool and got a broom in my hand and two old stinking gals with beer in their hands and we all stinking like dogs and laughing. And you think that's Yah. That is so vile, so wicked. They're trying to remove scripture. And they have removed it. They remove the centerpiece of scripture, Yahweh. And so their word has no power at all. Hallelujah. So we must stay in the fellowship of the body of HaMashiach. And you will know you're in that body. Can I tell you how you will know? Because the words that Yah speak unto us, they are powerful. They're sharper than any two-edged sword. You know it's Yah speaking when he begins to cut you. Oh, you were cut tonight. Now, I know you were. Okay, just only one, huh? Hallelujah. He intended to cut you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's amazing because he has a ministry down there in Texas. He traveled the world. He just got back from the Philippines. What they're looking for, a wife. It's sad, isn't it? You can't even find a wife. Nowhere. What is a wife, man? Just laying in bed, that ain't no wife. Shucks. When a man finds a wife, he finds a gem. Hallelujah. He knows that when he finds her, she has prepared herself to be that. That's why he can love her like how much she'll love the assembly. Many women ain't even lovable today. I'm telling you, that's just the truth, sisters. That's why so many are by themselves. Hallelujah. They want to turn their husbands into punks. And I say like they turn them into weak men. They can't even express themselves. I wouldn't even want, no wife should want to do their husband like that. You never do me like that. Hallelujah. They commit spiritual adultery and they do things that are so wicked. Men are weak today. So when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Who can find a wife? Prices. Farsan. About rubies. Not diamonds. Diamonds is what man, De Beers, they trick the folks with diamonds. Y'all say rubies. You understand that? Rubies. Hallelujah. So that's what you do. Practice to be wise. Work on that. Hallelujah. Everything you do, work to be a wife. Understand the Torah of a wife. To be a husband, not in some things, but in all things. He is the arbiter. He is the final arbiter. And a man let any woman take that strength, he's a putrefier. I don't care who you are, man. What he says. Well, honey, I think this way. I understand. Well, let me think on that. Well, yeah. That's what Torah says. Torah says, nah. And that will make you strong. That's right. That's what the enemy has always done. Use that to bring the strength. That's why scripture says that Pethuel, mother, said, my son, give not thy strength. Don't let the woman take the Torah of your head. Yes, you as our heads. Come on, daughter. If you do that, you'll make a man strong and vibrant. He'll be a powerful thing. He'll know how to love you. He ain't going to never know how to love you. Ain't going to be nothing but an action, a bed motion, and that's it. That don't mean nothing. That ain't no marriage. That ain't nothing, a bed motion. A physical thing. That ain't nothing. That ain't nothing, some physical thing. That don't mean a nigga with a hawk's puke. Love is more than a physical thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's more than a physical thing. I don't care if you don't like me. Period. Makes no difference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, this sister here, I'm going to say, all the things I was, she's obeyed me in everything I told her with her husband. And I don't care what she said. I can see how even Yah, that man, come on. I hope he's not listening tonight. See, he doesn't know who I'm talking. But that man, come on, I can see what Yah is doing in that man's heart. Why? Because he see a man before him with integrity. If I was a false dog, you think he'd let you come down here? Like hell. Like hell. He would not. And just because of your faithfulness, you can see strength in him. Things that he would do, he would not do them. Don't go there and try to tell him what to do. You're wrong. Sister writes me, she sends tremendous offerings. She said, my whole marriage has changed because I have done what you said. So when I wrote her this week, she sent $100. I said, bless your husband. I addressed the letter to him and her. I say, for the brothers of Teshua community, Send greetings unto your husband. And we bless you for your great support for the works of your. See, when he reads that, who is this man? Oh, that's the one I listen to all the time. Oh. And then he'll find himself listening a little bit. Hallelujah. I'm not an unwise man. In all things we brought you, Yah. Bless your people. Watch over them, I pray. All Israel, bless them. Yahshua's mighty name. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah.